speak of obvious possibilities you could have had, what made you decide to want to come here?
Well, I talked to Malcolm Jenkins, you know, which I'm close to. You know, I know what type of player he is and what type of locker room he's trying to build. You know, and I think, you know, as far as the other team, I think, you know, with me knowing him, you know, that kind of made a decision for me.
What type of role did the Eagles say they envisioned you in here?
Just come in and compete, you know. In my opinion, I'm just trying to come in here and just try to be the best player that I can be.
What did Malcolm tell you about this team and the locker room?
You know, I talked to Malcolm maybe 3 or 4 days ago. You know, he said, you know, locker room is a great locker room. You got great guys here. You know, and I believe him. You know, so I went with that. You know, I took that in consideration, and, you know, that made me think about coming here, and I, you know, this is my decision.
Hey, Patrick, obviously the Eagles need cornerback help. What do you bring to the table?
I bring a veteran, you know, leadership, you know, and I think I bring a guy, you know, that can play inside and outside, you know, a lot of athletic ability, you know, but for the most part, you know, I'm a guy that's going to lead by example more than vocally, so I think that'll be, you know, a plus for the young guys.
Malcolm, tell you about the fans here, and what are your...
Fans are fans, you know, so, you know, it is what it is with fans. Fans are going to big you up when you do good, and when you do bad, you're going to hear it. So, you know, you can't put too much weight into what fans think.
Patrick, last year, what was it, knee and hip mostly, the injuries that kind of...
Last year was a hernia. You know, I'm good now. You know, that's in the past. You know, I try to make it simple. You know, I come here, I try to work hard and just, you know, just be the player that they think I could be.
Were you surprised you got released after, you know, signing, I guess it was a 3-year deal in Indianapolis?
To be honest, I wasn't that surprised. You know, with the guy behind me playing so well, you know, and, you know, to be honest, you know, he played well enough, you know, to stay there. And that's part of the business, you know, so you can't, you know, you can't get too down about stuff like that. That's just part of the business.
This team obviously has some opportunity for a cornerback. Not a lot of guys on the roster right now. How much did that play into your decision to come here and maybe have a better shot of having a bigger role because of that?
Well, that didn't play a big role at all, to be honest. For me as a player, I don't look at, you know, the roster or anything like that, because I know if I play, you know, how I know I can play, then I'll be fine. So,
do you have any history with either Jim Schwartz or defensive back coach Corey Ullman?
No. As far as Jim Schwartz, I played against Jim Schwartz in 2011 when he was coaching with the Lions. That's pretty much it.
Looking at his scheme, it's an aggressive scheme. How does that work to your ability as far as press and just being an aggressive corner?
Well, the last couple of years, I've been playing a lot of press, you know, a lot of man, you know, a lot of quarters that turn into man. You know, a lot of the coverage nowadays end up turning to man, so, you know, there's no huge difference.
The expectations, I mean, you were a first-round pick, and then you signed the contract, the big contract, and now it's kind of, have they changed at all? I mean, this is kind of a weird place for you, isn't it? I mean, in your career.
Yeah, but I would say that's all on me. You know, I'm not the type of player, you know, that's going to put blame on, you know, this guy did this, if this guy would have done that. You know, it's on me, you know, as a player to, you know, to play good. You know, and it's all about, you know, if you play good, then you're fine. You know, if you don't play good, then you got to deal with the consequences.
Do you feel like you've never really reached your potential so far?
I do. And this year I'm trying to, you know, try to reach it. And I'm going to do whatever I have to do to reach it.
And so what's it going to take? Is it a matter of health? Is it a matter of scheme?
Really, for me, I think it's a matter of staying healthy, but being more consistent on the field. You know, you got to be dependable. You know, you got to, you know, as a coach, you want a guy that's going to be the same player week in and week out, not a great player, then a mediocre, then a great, you know, you want a player that's going to be the same player week in and week out.
If you can take me back, I know in 2012, I think you started all 16 games, and then 2013 mm-hmm. you got hurt pretty early in that season. Do you look at that injury as something that kind of derailed your career for a little bit at that point?
I don't know. No, it happened. And I was out for that year, you know, and I learned a lot. And I definitely worked hard to get back to where, you know, where I was healthy. You know, and that's just part of life. You know, when things happen, you know, you got to deal with it the best way you can.
Signing a one-year deal usually means it's a prove-it type of deal.
Yeah.
I mean, is that how you're approaching this? Is this a prove-it year for yourself?
Exactly. Yeah, that's how I'm approaching it. You know, I'm just, you know, just trying to be the best player that I know that I can be. You know, and guys that know me, you know, the type of player that they think I could be.
After 7 years, three different teams, how are you better now than when you came into the league?
I think I'm much more mature. I think I know how to go about things, you know, a lot better than I was when I was, you know, a lot younger.
You mentioned this is a prove-it deal. Do you think if you prove it, then this could be a spot for you to stay long-term?
I think so.
Is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah. That's the plan.
Patrick, there is a lot of youth here. Did they talk to you about sort of imparting to them what it's like to be a professional? Did they mention that to you, that that's part of your role?
Yeah, but that's nothing new for me. You know, whenever I'm around the young guys, you know, I try to lead by example, try to give them tips, you know, from what I experience and what I know in the game. So no, that's nothing new for me.
You mentioned Malcolm. I think you played with Nigel in college as well. Who else do you know in this locker room? Nigel or anyone else?
Right off the top of my head, just Nigel and Malcolm.
Darren? Are you talking
to him? Darren Sproles. I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot about Sproles. He's on offense, so you know how that goes.